So we were speaking yesterday about how there are certain, there are those who have the custom to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, those who don't have the custom to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now, there's the custom of wearing tefillin. When you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, there are those who even make a bracha then on the tefillin. But most Ashkenazim don't make a bracha on the tefillin, even if they're wearing it on Chol HaMoed. Now, we know there is generally a halacha that when you're putting on tefillin, you're not permitted to talk in between you're putting on the tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal rosh. It's actually one of the most stringent points in which we're not allowed to interrupt. We have to make sure that we don't do anything. You don't answer amen yeshmei rabbi. You don't say amen. I mean, just wait a second. You don't do that. Now, typically, you don't do that. Let me back up. So there's halacha not to talk in between putting on the tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh. In our situation on Chol HaMoed, where a person is going to be wearing tefillin without a bracha, that does not allow him now to talk between the shal yad and the shal rosh. To just talk, you can't do that. And that's because of the fact that the shal yad and the shal rosh that come together to make the mitzvah of tefillin should have one coming together, so to speak, one avaya, one coming together. And therefore, just to freely speak in between them, you cannot do. When we make a bracha, when we're making brachas, in that situation, we're not allowed to answer anything. You're not allowed to do anything, respond to anything between the tefillin shal and the tefillin shal reish. When you're not making a bracha, like on Chol HaMoed, so you can respond, amen yeheshmei rabbah, you can answer amen, you can answer to things that typically you can respond to, even though it's between the shal yad and the shal rosh. And even if you do that, even if we say that halachically you can respond amen yeheshmei rabbah or amen in between putting on the shal yad and the shal rosh, what you should do before you put on the shal rosh, if you responded, you should actually move your shal yad around a little bit, as if you're putting it on again, so that we have that havaya achas, that one coming together of the shal yad and the shal rosh. So even though when you don't make a bracha, you could respond, you're permitted to respond between the shal yad and the shal rosh, you're permitted to do that, but you basically have to do something to, again, of the process of the shal yad and the shal rosh coming together. You move the shal yad, then you put another shal rosh. But again, to freely talk, that you're not allowed to do. So regularly, when we make a bracha on the tefillin, there's no interrupting between the shal and the shal rosh whatsoever. On Chol HaMoed, if you're not making a bracha, you can respond, amen yeheshmei rabba, and you can respond, amen, respond to Kedusha. After responding, you should move your shal yad around a little bit before putting on the shal rosh. But to freely talk between the shal and shal rosh, that you're not permitted to do, even though you're not making a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that for a person who wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that person should have in mind, he should make a tanai, a condition in his mind. And that is that if he's mechuyev, if he's obligated to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so he's wearing the tefillin to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, which he has to do on Chol HaMoed. But if he's not obligated to wear tefillin, and according to the Zohar, it's forbidden to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, if the halacha follows the Zohar, so then I am not wearing my tefillin for the purpose of the mitzvah of tefillin. I'm just wearing it like straps, or I'm just wearing it like tatufas, which means ornaments. Meaning, the Mishnah is saying you should have in mind, right, that in case I'm not supposed to be doing the mitzvah, that I'm not doing the mitzvah. This is intent not to do. But again, you're only doing that if you're not supposed to be wearing tefillin. If you're wearing tefillin, then you want to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. And again, no matter what, there is that custom, again, majority custom of not making a bracha. But again, you're putting on the tefillin because of the fact that the Ramah says that, and the other Acharonim say, that you are supposed to wear tefillin. We really follow the opinion that you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but because of the Zohar, we don't make a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying that a person, when he puts on the tefillin, he should have this in mind, this condition in mind. If I'm supposed to be doing it for the mitzvah, I'm doing it for the mitzvah. Otherwise, I'm just wearing straps. Okay? This is a stringency that the Mishnah Berurah says we should do. I was actually taught to do that, but I don't know if this is the common practice of people to go ahead and have that condition in mind. Now, yesterday we touched on a little bit about Some people, if you have one minyan, and some people are wearing tefillin, some people are not wearing tefillin. There is a pasuk in the Torah that says, Lois is going to do. The pasuk of Lois is going to do actually is talking about not to cut yourself if somebody dies. But the Gemara says it also comes to allude Lois is going to do from the word aguda, group. Lois is going to do. Don't make different groups. If you have one congregation, one community, everybody should be practicing the same. According to some opinions, that's actually a Torah prohibition. This Lois is going to do. Now, in a situation where you have a shul, where some people are wearing tefillin, some people aren't wearing tefillin, that would be a classic Lois is going to do. You know, some people following one opinion, some people following another opinion, that would really be an example of Lois is going to do. Why? Now, so in some shuls, you're going to some shuls, you actually will have a mechitza. They'll put up a mechitza in the men's section. Some people wearing tefillin and some people not wearing tefillin. I used to think that was only in a shul where the custom of the shul is not to wear, and they do that for the people who do wear. So very interesting, if you're davening in a chassidish shtibo, right? So chassidim for sure don't wear tefillin. So they'll have people wearing tefillin and in the mechitza on the other side. But I do recall actually being in Lakewood, and they did the same thing. That they basically divide the room into two. You've got basically one almost like one shul davening with tefillin, one shul davening without tefillin, though they're actually davening simultaneously. That's how far some shuls go to not to get involved in this question of lois hashkoidedu. I mentioned previously that according to some opinions, in a shul where the custom is to wear, for someone not to wear is not considered this problem of lois hashkoidedu about separate groups. Why? Because if we can figure out some reason why you're not wearing tefillin, some excuse why you're not wearing tefillin, meaning if we can say about you that you hold you should wear tefillin, but there's a reason why you're not. You've got a terrible stomachache. You can't keep a clean body. You keep running to the bathroom. So you can't wear tefillin. You're not feeling well. If there's some kind of explanation, as far-fetched as it may be, to explain why you're not wearing tefillin, when the custom is to wear tefillin, not a problem with this guy to do, because then it's not outright doing something different. So again, that would be one reason why there are shuls that don't have that, aren't careful about this. And there could be other reasons also. Now, if a person is, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael, like I've seen in Chassidus Shtiblach, where people are in tefillin with davening behind the mechitza, okay? I don't think anybody in Eretz Yisrael does that. Nobody does that. You know, any American that's visiting there, they don't wear tefillin. Now, they don't wear tefillin publicly. Because if you're from outside of Eretz Yisrael and your custom is to wear tefillin, you have to wear tefillin. Because you hold that you're really obligated. Where you hold, you're obligated to wear tefillin. If you're obligated to wear tefillin, you can't not do the mitzvah just because of lois hashkoidedu. So therefore, wherever you are publicly, you will not wear tefillin, but privately, you should put on tefillin. Because, you know, again, if you haven't adopted the custom of Eretz Yisrael, then you got to wear tefillin. However, if let's say you're moving to Eretz Yisrael, you're settling in Eretz Yisrael, now that you're settling in Eretz Yisrael, you will be adopting the custom of Eretz Yisrael. For instance, if you adopt the custom, if you move to Eretz Yisrael, or you're permanent enough there, how many days of Yontif will you keep? One. Okay? If you already have adopted the custom of wearing one, right, then you'd already not be wearing tefillin either. But in a situation where you're visiting Eretz Yisrael, so in that situation, you put on the tefillin not publicly, but you got to put on the tefillin.